When you're keen on fishing,
whoa, got one.
There's nothing better than having a friend in the know. It's the real fishing spot on the wave.
You've been talking about. Sheridan. Oh, sorry, Jai. I've been talking about the great weather of late, but well, we've got to mention it again because it's going to be an absolute ripper of a weekend.
Too right of this. Can't wait.
Catching a few fish for Christmas meals, mate. By any chance?
Been getting a few squid.
Have you?
A few crayfish.
Like squid?
Yeah. I do like my squid. I like them very much.
Yeah.
Probably my favourite thing to eat, I reckon.
Still waiting for my share. It's only been 5 years. Why should it, you know? Anyway, good to see you again, mate. Every Friday in the studio for the drive-through Ocean's Legacy Micro Assist. I'm going to give it away already as the latest gadget. We're going to find out what the hell that is. What's happening out there fish-wise?
So land-based guys around the cut have been getting some nice-sized tailor off the estuary end of the channel there. Either side has been productive, working an unweighted muley and a few little stick baits as well just before dark.
Yep.
Herring, King George Whiting and some big salmon trout have been caught inside the cut. And like I said before, the squid have been growing quite well along the northern rock walls, particularly closer to the estuary end.
So right, okay, yep.
Northeastern end of the cut, I guess you could say.
Yep.
In the Mandurah Channel around the sand flats, there's been some good yellowfin whiting caught when the tide's been up. And under the bridge, there's still some nice-sized herring and salmon trout to be caught. Down the beaches, things haven't improved that much down the southern stretch, but up around San Remo, there's some nice-sized tailor getting caught. And the odd mulloway, yellowfin whiting are still getting caught really early in the morning if you feel like getting up. There's been some nice ones before the sand whiting start biting.
Yep.
Crabs are still a little bit slow. We've seen a bit of a pickup during the week for guys getting a bit of a feed land-based.
Mm.
The canals and the marinas are still your best bet. For the boat guys, around the cut in the Harvey estuary is your best chance. Drop netting along the drop-offs, particularly on dusk has been the best producing spots.
Right.
For the crays, potters are really improving on the whites. Off the back of the five, they've been getting some nice bags of whites and a few mixed jumbos in there as well.
Okay.
Off Mandurah has been the best in that 22 to 25 metre mark.
Yep.
For the boaties, Dewey's, Snapper, Breakseek Odd, and some nice ones, Bulging Groper, have been getting caught in this first week of the demersal reopening. 25 to 30 metres has been the best for them, and there's also been some nice tailor getting caught in the estuary trolling around the channel markers.
Fabulous. A great deal of choice, as always, of course, in the appeal. Now, this latest gadget, I didn't mention, it's Ocean's Legacy Micro Assist. I am absolutely dumbfounded with this one.
It's a set of little assist hooks to go on the back of your whiting and brim lures to aid in hookup rates, particularly on whiting, because the way they suck in a surface lure, they quite often miss the trebles because they're quite cumbersome. They're
right.
Not designed to be eating lures off the top. So you add a set of assist hooks, they suck it in and they hook up a lot better.
Right.
Stays on the hook better when you're fighting it, and much safer for you when the whiting's thrashing around that you don't get a treble in your finger. The assist is just there in his mouth.
Ocean's Legacy Micro Assist. I love these names they come up with. Available at Tuggy's Tackle right across the weekend, mate. Happy fishing. It's going to be a ripper weekend, as I said. We look forward to catching you next Friday, Jai.
No worries. Have a great weekend.
There we go. Jai Sheridan, the real fishing spot on the wave.